USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As the national debt is roughly 20% higher than America's GDP, posturing continues on both sides of the debt ceiling and budget debate. When the dust settled after yesterday's meeting on the issue in the Oval Office, there's still no deal to raise the debt ceiling.
President Biden met with congressional leaders at the White House to discuss raising the debt ceiling. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said nothing positive came from it.
Everybody in this meeting reiterated the positions they were at. I didn't see any new movement.
For his part, the president thought it was productive and hasn't ruled out a temporary extension of the debt ceiling. Republicans refused to raise the ceiling without spending cuts. Democrats say there must be a clean bill with no strings attached. Another meeting has been set for Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
After steadily slowing for nearly a year, consumer price data to be released today will likely show the U.S. inflation remains stubbornly high in April. The official report comes out at 8:30 Eastern. Pricier gasoline, apartment rents, and possibly used cars are among the items that may have accelerated inflation last month. Federal prosecutors have filed criminal charges against New York Representative George Santos.
The nature of the charges remains unknown, but initial reports said Santos is expected to appear in federal court in New York as soon as Wednesday. Top Democrats and some Republicans have called for Santos to resign following allegations of criminal behavior and lies about his personal life and professional record, even on the campaign trail. I'm Ryan Daniels.
A journalist working for a French news agency was killed in Ukraine during a rocket strike near the eastern city of Bakhmut yesterday. 32-year-old Armand Soldin, a Bosnian-French video coordinator, is at least the 15th journalist to be killed while reporting on the war since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine on February 24, 2022. USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The Boeing company struck a deal to sell as much as $40 billion in 737 MAX jets to Ryanair, a victory for the plane maker as it works to re-energize its business model and mend relations with the European airline. Ryanair says it agreed to purchase 150 of Boeing's 737 MAX 10 jets, with options to buy another 150 more. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's New York civil case has found him liable in some of the complaints.
E. Jean Carroll says the world finally knows the truth now that a jury has found former President Trump liable in the case, ordering Trump to pay Carroll $5 million. But the jury said Trump was not liable for rape, as Carroll had implicated him for. Instead, jurors found Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Even still, Trump pushed back, calling the verdict a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Actor Robert De Niro is a dad again. A representative for the actor confirmed yesterday. The Oscar winner first shared the news on Monday in an interview with ET Canada to promote his new film, About My Father. Speaking of fatherhood, in the interview, the 79-year-old politely stopped the interviewer when she mentioned De Niro's previously known 6 children. De Niro corrected her by saying, 7, actually, I just had a baby, end quote. De Niro has 6 children from previous relationships, but it's unclear who the mother of his 7th child is. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.